ain't got no on or no blade wrong. Ain't got no on or no face wrong.
Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
There you go. Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our show producer. We are here to bring you the latest real estate news, money-saving tips, home buying facts, along with community reports and event information. Reach counselors say there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to become a homeowner. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial and newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Gets the job done. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach to the number 4housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Diana Stanley is here from the Lord's Place with some really interesting ways to help the homeless while you sleep. The how-to on that in just a moment. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and information. After the news, Christian Calder joins us from the Literacy Coalition of Palm Beach County. I'm guessing there's a problem in Houston that can only be fixed from here. The Literacy Coalition coming up. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment presents our resident press control freak, Carlton Thompson. He's here to tell us which is better, sprinklers or irrigation systems. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. As promised, South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Bye, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Getting a mortgage was so difficult from 2009 to 2013 that millions of potential homeowners were just shut out of the market. We'll tell you how many, according to the Urban Institute. Then you fast forward to 2015, and credit conditions in home lending eased to their least restrictive level in years. So what's holding people back? We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. Also, RealtyTrack released its residential property rental property analysis. Bottom line is it cheaper to rent or to buy? They did studies in many, many cities across the country. Two of Florida's made it. We'll give you the details. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates moved just a tiny little bit last week. And in a recent analysis of taxes, Florida did pretty well. States were ranked on the basis of their local and state burdens, specifically comparing real estate, vehicle, property, income, sales, and excise taxes. I will tell you how Florida did in that. Also, the Florida House this past Wednesday took a formal position against President Obama's decision to reestablish diplomatic relations with Cuba. Also, Florida's largest foreclosure prevention plan may dedicate about $50 million to make down payments for first-time home buyers. And, of course, we have a couple of the obligatory dumb criminal stories. these are going to make you shake your head or giggle while you're shaking your head. But they're coming up at the bottom of the hour when we do our full newscast. And that, my friends, is the headlines.
All right. Well, when we return, Diana Stanley gives us some really interesting ways to help the homeless while we sleep. Did you know Palm Beach County has the second highest number of homeless youth in the state? 452 of them. They live in emergency shelters, cars, and parks. How about that?
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our show producer. And he's producing quite well, I must say. Hey, you know what? If you're tired of paying rent or you just want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, April the 19th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is May 17th. Folks, these classes fill up quick, and that's why we tell you about this every single week. Get in there, get your name registered, and get on the list. You don't want to have to stand in a corner to watch the class. If you can't wait for that class, the next Miami Kindle class is tomorrow, and it starts at 11 p.m., and it runs through to 7 p.m. A.M. Did I say? Yeah, it's A.M. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. You know, they changed that time on me. All right, we got it. Listen, if you don't register, you didn't pre-register, don't sweat it. You can pay at the door. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages, which is a cool way to go. For directions and additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. The first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And by the way, just to let you know, a first-time homebuyer defined by HUD is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. That's pretty cool.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay. Our first guest hails from the University of Pittsburgh, where she earned a bachelor's degree in science and journalism, became a director for development at the Salvation Army in 1997, served as the vice president for the Laredo Foundation, and currently is the CEO of the Lord's Place in West Palm Beach. Diana Stanley, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you guys are doing some neat stuff over there. But first, what I'd like to do is tell the folks just what is the Lord's Place.
Sure. The Lord's Place is one of the leading agencies in West Palm Beach that breaks the cycle of homelessness for both men, women, and children in our community. Every day, we have about 3,200 people that are actually homeless on the streets of Palm Beach County. And for over 30 years, the Lord's Place has been one of the strongest advocates and providers on making certain that people have a place to call home.
Right. Now, that's not, is that just all you do, or do you have other functions?
We have a comprehensive service delivery program. We believe in a very simple philosophy. That is, one way that you allow a person to no longer be homeless is you provide them with a home.
Well, that works.
Yep, that's an easy solution.
Sure.
And so we're very much into having housing, supportive housing, transitional housing. And then what we've discovered is the fact that in order to truly break the cycle of homelessness, you must have a comprehensive job training and employment program. So those are our two Flagstaff programs that allow us to really transform the lives of those who have normally been on the streets.
Okay, here's the obvious question. Why did you call it the Lord's Place?
Right. It was started 30 years ago by a deacon from the Catholic Church.
That's
who
why.
Lived in a dumpster for 30 days.
What?
And he said to the good Lord, if you help me raise the money for the first homeless shelter in Palm Beach County, I will name it after you. And he did. And here we are 30-some years later, and we are still upholding that ministry.
What a great story. I looked through your website.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything on
yep.
there that
it's
said
on
that.
There
That's
under
great.
The history. Yeah, it's
yeah.
very cool. Brother Joe, and he was a legend in this community, and really let us begin our work and our ministry to serve the poor and the homeless.
That's called walking the walk and talking the
you
talk.
Betcha,
right
you
there.
Betcha. You
I
betcha.
Mean, if you've had your feet in those shoes, then you know what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Wow, what a fantastic thing. And now, how many people do you have working for you? You've grown to a big organization?
We have. We're about a $6.5 million agency. We have close to 100 employees right now. We have 19 different programs that we offer and 5 different locations. So we have grown from that little dumpster day, that's for sure.
gives a whole new meaning to the term dumpster diving. But
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
All right. So now the reason you came in today is because you have a big function, that you're the same as you did last year.
Absolutely.
Is this your second now?
The eighth.
Oh,
sleep out. No
eighth.
Worries.
Eight.
You know, and it's really interesting because we started it as an evolution from Brother Joe. You know, we thought, how do we bring back the roots? And instead of sleeping in a dumpster, which is no longer safe, as we all know, we said, what's the next generation of it? And lo and behold, we came out with the concept of sleep out. So we will have anywhere between 400 and 600 people next Friday night, April 17th at Meyer Amphitheater.
Right.
Some will spend the night. They'll pitch their tents, bring out their sleeping bags. Others will just come for the event. But I will tell you, 8 years later, I've been doing it, and every morning when I wake up after the night out, it really is a changing moment for us. It
Wonderful.
Reaffirms our commitment to making sure people don't have to live like that every night.
Sure. Yeah. Well, when you experience it firsthand, the slap is has a little more sting to it, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you're not just going to go there and lay on the ground and sleep.
No.
You have some things going on, right?
We sure do. You know, we've changed it over the years. This year, really, the first 2 hours from 6 to 8 o'clock is really a time of celebration. It's a celebratory moment where we can honor and recognize those who have transformed their lives. So lots of great music, people dancing. We've got a kids zone. We've got great food, lots of great music and singing. And then we really go on from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock into what we call our mission ministry hour. And that's where we get to hear testimonies and some quieter music. We have a drama piece about what it's like to be homeless. And then we end it at 9 o'clock with a candlelight ceremony as people's commitment to work together to end homelessness. And then we have a movie, movie, absolutely. And we get to, just like in the old drive-in theater days, right? We lay on the grass and we watch a movie till 11 o'clock. Lights are out at 11 o'clock. And then we're back up again at 6 o'clock to have a moment of reflection and to be grateful for what we experienced.
Right. And I saw somewhere that it's Joshua's Kitchen that's doing all the
cooking. Cafe Joshua.
Cafe Joshua.
Yes, that's exactly right. We have a big catering company. And if you've never had the experience to have some of our food, it's amazing. So they'll be there cooking up a storm.
That's just – what kind of food?
We have everything from – you know what? I think they're doing sandwiches and pizzas this year, macaroni and cheese. Just – yeah, it's just a lot of great food that they're going to put together, and it'll be a great event. Great event.
Right.
It's really a wonderful event for families to come out to. You know, so often we are told, how do we teach our children about homelessness? How do we help that man standing on the corner? I get that question asked all the time. And if there's ever a time for you to participate in something, the sleep out is it. You know, it is whether you stay for the program from 6 to 9 or you stay overnight. To be able to dedicate those couple hours and help us raise awareness and raise funds so that we can transform these lives, that's the best thing you can do. And it's family friendly, and we invite families to come out, and old, young. I always call it the great equalizer. Because for the first time, you will have 400 to 500 people all together in one area, and we're all equal, and
sure,
we're all the same, and we all pause in our crazy life, and we think about the fact that we can change the lives of the homeless, and that's what Sleep Out represents.
You know, if you really wanted to do that right, really, really experience it, take your cell phones, any communications device you have, leave them at home.
Yeah.
And go down there and sleep out and see what that's like.
Exactly. You know? In the first couple of years, that's exactly what we did. And I think the most important, which is really interesting, is this is also the Lord's Place signature fundraising event.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all about us continuing to raise money to continue our ongoing program. People are amazed when I tell them that our little sleep out generates about $200,000 for our ministry.
Nice.
So we are always, we're about $60,000 away. We got one more week, but we're keeping our fingers crossed, and we know it's going to happen. So it'll be great stuff.
Perfect. Well, we're going to take a little break here, just a little commercial thing that we have to do.
Great.
We really don't want to do it, but they make us do it.
I understand that. I totally understand that.
All about that money thing or something. But when we return, I'd like to speak to you about how someone could get involved
Thank
and
you.
How they can help out either financially or volunteers, right?
Thank you.
All right, great. Well, I set all that up for you. When we return, Diana Stanley will share some pillow talk with us about how you can get involved with a sleep out. Did you know that 33% of homeless people are under the age of 24, and 1 in 3 will be approached by a human trafficker?
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing hippie, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our show producer. We have been talking with Diana Stanley. She's the CEO of the Lord's Place in West Palm Beach. They are hosting the 2015 Sleep Out, helping to raise awareness for the homeless problem in West Palm Beach. Diana, thanks for hanging on through the break.
Thank you.
It wasn't that hard. Most people leave.
No, we had a great conversation. That was great.
What are you going to do? Hey, you know what? We had a big crash here in 2007. No secret. Everybody knows about it. Mm-hmm. The economy went to the abyss. And so did all the housing and everything else. So that being said, have the dynamics of fundraising changed for you since the crash?
Yeah.
I mean, it's harder to get money out of people now, right?
It is. And we have seen a change. I think one of the most wonderful parts about the Lord's Place is we have an amazing following of folks that believe in our ministry. They know that we're good stewards of their gifts and that we actually use that money to transform lives. This is not about putting a Band-Aid on, right? This is really about what Jesus taught us, which is that we teach somebody to fish, right? That's what our goal is. And so we spend a lot of time creating groundbreaking programs that allow us to do that. Sleep Out is, we hold our breath at this point of the year, right? We say, oh, we got to reach that 200,000. But I have great, I'm a great prayer warrior, so I'm always convinced that something special is going to happen, and it always does. But I really do think that one of the things that we talk to our donors about is that serving the homeless should not be an or. We're not asking people to take money away from their tithing or take money away from other agencies. It should be an and. You know, we are called to take care of the poor among us. That's what we've been called to do. And so we always say to folks, we're not asking you to not give to your other favorite causes, but if you could just put an and and making sure that you take care of your most vulnerable and the least among us, then I think we do what we're called to do.
And I think the ampersand is pretty close to the dollar sign.
Exactly. So. Good idea. I like that. I may have to steal that. That's good. That's
not a problem. Well, what do you need the most at the Lord's Place? I know money is the obvious, but other than money, how about maybe in volunteers?
Volunteers always are needed. We are always looking for people to come in and share their gifts with us. Mostly, though, I think what we need is continued prayer, especially for Sleep Out. We all the prayer warriors out there, we're praying for a wonderful night under the stars, hopefully no rain this year. And really, I always go into Sleep Out praying that we will be able to change the heart of one person who's listening to our program so that they will see homelessness different. So I think volunteers, funding, but of course we all know there's nothing more powerful than the power of prayer. So that's what we ask for.
I'll give you an amen on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. You know, it's really a difficult place to stand as far as homelessness is concerned. And I don't know if you've ever in your life experienced having to sleep in your car.
Right.
Or
outside.
Where?
Outside.
Outside,
yeah.
Well, outside's kind of cool. I don't mind being under the stars, you know, unless it's raining.
Right,
but
right.
But the point is, it's the mindset of being homeless. Yeah. And once you realize that, now you have a problem that you have to solve. Where do you go?
Right.
Who do you see? You knock on somebody's door. Hey, I need a place to sleep tonight. Can I sleep with you?
Exactly.
That's not how it works, folks.
Exactly.
And if you don't have organizations like the Lord Place and other homeless coalitions and things, well, we're overrun.
Before the grace of God, go all of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's it.
And I think one of the things that we oftentimes need to remember is the fact that most of the people that are living on the street want to leave the streets. There's a perception that they want to stay on the streets. And I always say to folks, do you really think somebody wants to sleep on the ground? Those people that say that are either dealing with addiction issues or dealing with mental illness.
Right.
And so we need to look beyond that, and we need to look at the hidden potential in everybody.
Right. No, there are a lot of people. I've heard them. They say, you know, there's a lot of homeless that just like being that
way. Exactly.
Go try it for a couple of days and tell me if you like being that way. Especially try it without your cell phone.
Yeah.
See how that works.
And they're all God's children. I mean, I think that's the ultimate thing, is the sensitivity that we need to be able to look at someone in the eyes and show the love that we have for them as a human being. And so that's what we're committed to. Absolutely.
Right. So if someone wanted to call and get involved, okay, the number they would call would be 561-5 It's 561-494-0125.
Correct.
Let me give that to you again. Write that down. Make sure you hold a pencil in your right hand. 561-494-0125. Or you may check out the website, thelordsplace.org, and you put that little slash in there and put sleep out, and you'll learn all about that. Now, the registration starts at 6 p.m. on Friday, April the 17th, right? What do I have to bring with me? A driver's license, birth certificate,
nothing,
or any of that?
Nothing, just yourself, and bring a lawn chair if you're spending the night, or if you're going to, or just for the program, and if you're going to spend the night, bring a sleeping bag, and you'll be among friends.
Hey, you know what? That's a good idea. I didn't even think that part. If you don't want to go sleep out.
Right, just bring a lawn chair and blanket.
Right, it doesn't stop you from going.
Absolutely not.
I'm sure the movie's great.
Amazing, and the program will be life-changing. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else can we do for you today, huh?
Well, what else can we do? I think the ultimate goal for us is to just continue to have the conversation about homelessness, right? To know that these are people that deserve a place to call home. We believe very soundly at the Lord's Place that housing is not a privilege but a human right. And so we fight very hard to do it. And we have such amazing stories of lives that have been transformed, people that have been on the streets for 15 years that are now living in an apartment, working for us, starting a new life. And that's really what we're all about, is transforming that life.
That's amazing. 561-494-0125. Pick up the phone and call. Help them out, folks. I mean, if you're living in a house, you know what it's like.
Exactly.
So like you said, and just a little bit and give a hand. It's www.thelordsplace.org. And if you want to see the sleep out, /sleep out, all one word, and you can take a look at what they're doing. This will be a nice event. It's at the Meyer Amphitheater in Palm Beach, and that's by a couple of different roads. How do they get to that?
I think it's Flagler. Flagler's going to be the primary road. And this year, if you don't want to come down the Myers and you've got some small children but you want to teach them about the homeless, you can sleep in. We have a big old sleep-in campaign going for the first time ever this year, because we have so many young families that want to start teaching so they can sleep in. And when you go to the website, you'll learn more about that. And that's the website is Sleep Out. No, it's sleepout.thelordsplace.org. And that's our landing page. And it's a whole new campaign about sleeping in. We had so many young families that say, we want to teach our kids about this. So we said, let's do it in the backyard. Let's sleep on the ground in the living room.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's very cool. So we invite you to go and visit that also.
Well, I have a CD for you I put together last year. It has The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Wake Up a Little Susie.
There you go.
Oh,
I love it.
Sleeping songs.
I love it. That's what we need to be singing. Exactly. Exactly.
The Lion Sleeps Tonight. You bet. Well, folks, if you're not doing anything next weekend, Friday the 17th of April, I would check out the amphitheater there and help out some of the homeless people at the Lord's Place. Once again, that phone number, 561-494-0125, thelordsplace.org. We'll get the job done. Diana, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you guys.
All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Kristen Calder is here from the Literacy Coalition of Palm Beach County. Guess how many teenagers can't read at all? Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. This week's home has some new additions, and it's ready for your approval. Then our house segment tells us which is better, sprinklers or irrigation systems. Carlton Thompson checks that out in just a few moments. After that, Reach Radio's Hammer the Scammer segment will show you how to avoid being scammed by the simplest scam ever. Stay tuned for the crunch. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, eating on a raisin, a grape, and an apricot, a pomegranate, and a bowl of chitlings, two bananas, and three Hershey bars, It's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
And a bone in your nose. Ho, ho.
That's what I say.
All right, here's the news. Getting a mortgage was so difficult from 2009 to 2013 that millions of potential home buyers were shut out of the market. How many? Well, the Urban Institute estimates that the U.S. had 4 million missing loans over the past 5 years due to stringent underwriting. Borrowers with less than perfect credit were simply unable to get a loan. According to the Urban Institute, the estimated number of missing loans grew from 0.50 million to 1.25 million annually between 2009 and 2013, with African Americans and Hispanic families affected the most. In 2013 alone, strict credit standards resulted in 50% to 38% less lending to African Americans and Hispanic borrowers. The strict standards reduced lending to white borrowers by about 31%. However, it did not reduce lending to Asian families at all, according to the study. Now, fast forward to 2015, and credit conditions in home lending eased to the least restrictive level in years. Though the mortgage credit still remains extremely tight compared to the pre-crisis era, as of last month, the Mortgage Credit Availability Index was 121.4. The index benchmark is 100 as of March 2012. Now, what that means is that the latest reading says that credit conditions in real estate finance loosened compared to February, when the index was 117.8. Factors that contributed to the easing included Freddie Mac introducing its 97% loan-to-value program, jumbo guidelines were eased, and cash-out offerings increased. In addition, the FHA streamlined refinancing, and the Department of Veteran Affairs VA interest rate reduction plan went into effect. RealtyTrack released its residential rental property analysis for the first quarter of 2015, and found that monthly house payments, that would be the median price for a three-bedroom house, is more affordable than buying in most cases. There were only two metro areas, cities in Florida, that were ranked in the RealtyTrack top 10 or the bottom 10. They were Miami, Fort Lauderdale, which includes Pompano Beach. The analysis finds that it takes 45% of an owner's median income to rent, while it takes only 34% to actually buy the house. Of course, each individual case is different, but it's certainly worth looking into. Now, by contrast, in the Bronx, New York, a median income home pays 69% in rent. However, the cost of ownership in the Bronx is so high that most people there just say, forget about it. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates barely moved this week, remaining close to historically low levels as the spring home buying season gets underway. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac said Thursday the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage ticked up a bit to 3.70, still very low. In a recent analysis of taxes, Florida did pretty well. States were ranked on the basis of their local and state burdens, specifically comparing real estate, vehicle, property, income, sales, and excise taxes. From this formula overall, the state came in 10th out of 50, with the average Floridian paying a little over $4,700 in state and local taxes. That's 15% lower than the national average. The state's lack of vehicle and income tax is what helps its ranking. Overall, the average real estate tax paid in Florida is $1,913, while sales tax and excise taxes comes to $2,862. The list actually upended some of the usual accepted thoughts about taxes. For one, everybody thinks California is prohibitively taxed. Well, that's not so, according to this analysis. The worst state in the entire country for taxes, Illinois, comes in at over $7,700 in average local and state taxes, 37% higher than the average. Nebraska's next with $7,200, followed by Wisconsin at $7,100. The state with the lowest overall taxes? Alaska. The Florida House this past Wednesday took a formal position against President Obama's decision to reestablish diplomatic relations with Cuba. The vote came just 2 days before the president went to see Raul Castro at the Summit of the Americas in Panama. Representatives Manny Diaz and Jeanette Nunez said that it's important to send a strong message in advance of the gathering. The measure is largely symbolic. In addition to expressing profound disagreement with the president's decision, it also opposed the opening of a Cuban consulate in Florida. State lawmakers will now send a formal petition urging Congress to uphold the embargo. Florida's largest foreclosure prevention plan may dedicate $50 million to make down payments for first-time homebuyers as the housing market shifts to recovery and a deadline approaches to spend hundreds of millions of dollars. The IRS and HUD defines a first-time homebuyer as somebody who hasn't owned a home in 3 years. Although the details of the hardest-hit program's new proposal are not finalized yet, and they do face Treasury Department approval, advocates agree that helping foreclosure victims buy new properties is good for families and it's good for the economy in general. If you'd like to know more about the Hardest Hit program, you know who to call, right? If you don't, stick around. And finally, I guess nobody told these guys about the birds and the bees, especially the bees. They went looking for a little honey, according to Pasco County Sheriff's Office. The men were attempting to steal honey from a hive in somebody's backyard, and that is what prompted an attack. The hive contained between 20,000 and 30,000 bees. The three men were transported to an area hospital with as many as 50 bee stings each. Pasco County Fire Rescue used a fire hose to douse the two and to try to get the bees off of them. Luckily, no firefighters were injured. And then there's this. According to Ormond Beach Police, officers received a call from a woman who said somebody shined a laser in her face while she was driving. Police said the man, later identified as John Repke, also shone the light at other drivers as he and his girlfriend drove around the city. Repke was located and pulled over, said he was just having some fun, according to police, who added that a smoking device that reeked of marijuana was also found on him. Repke was then taken to jail, and as they were searching him, a bag of, quote, leafy green substance that smelled like marijuana fell out of his rectum during a strip search. I'm thinking, luckily it smelled like marijuana, considering where it's been, you know.
I just wonder, was it a Glad bag?
I think that would be a matter of preference, whether it's Glad or not. Anyway, that's the news.
Good.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Nowhere but the Reach Radio Show can you get this. Okay. For more than 20 years, our next guest has led communications and fundraising campaigns for the Palm Beach County nonprofit community. She's the past president of the Junior League of Boca Raton, and currently Kristen is the chief executive officer for the Literacy Coalition of Palm Beach County. Kristen Calder, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you today.
Well, thanks for calling in on a wonderful Saturday. It's not even raining, so we're happy about that. So tell us a little bit about the Literacy Coalition of Palm Beach County.
Okay. Well, we got our founding about 25 years ago. Interested and concerned citizens in our community were realizing that there was a great need for adults to have to be educated, and adults who weren't able to read were adults that lacked basic literacy skills. And by that, I mean they weren't able to fill out a job application, maybe not able to navigate a bus route, or simple things that we take for granted that you might do every day in reading. And so they got together, and these were representatives from the local newspapers, the Palm Beach Post, our media partners, and other business people that got together and said, we need to form a coalition to coordinate efforts and start programs that we can help provide literacy services to these adults that need these services.
I think the adults and the kids, you know, when I tagged into this prior to you getting on the line there, I'd mentioned that not very many teenagers can read at all.
I checked
out the stats. Are yours the same as mine? How many? What's the percentage of kids in Palm Beach County that just can't read?
Yeah, well, you know, in Palm Beach County, 39% of fourth grade students read below grade level. And that's one of the things that the coalition has evolved to not just be focused on adult literacy, but now we address family literacy and including children's literacy. And that's because the Campaign for Grade Level Reading, which is a national campaign that we're a part of locally, focuses on this because if you can't... you know, we say for third grade, you need to be able to learn to read so you can read to learn. Because after third grade, the way you learn about all the subjects you're studying is by reading all of the information.
That's right.
Up to that point, you're still learning to read, and so that's part of one of the things you're learning. So if you're not able to read by that point, then you start struggling in so many other topics. And so children who can't read well by the fourth grade, they begin to fall behind in every subject, not just language arts, and they are really at a greater risk of dropping out of school. And then, of course, that plagues them for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. If you don't understand, you'll be misunderstood. And if you're misunderstood, no one will understand. So 39% was the number that I had, and I thought that was just totally amazing. And I know I read years ago that the average newspaper is written on a fifth grade level. And that's all by itself sad, and that's another subject. However, if the newspapers are written on a fifth grade level and we have fifth and sixth graders that can't read on a third grade level, Houston, we have a problem.
That's right. That's right. So our programs are working to say what is the root of that, and working with younger and younger children, but also not forgetting about those who are past the point, because we think it's never too late for anyone to learn. And, you know, a lot of our adult students are in their 60s and 70s, and, you know, they come to us, some of them have worked all their life, and for whatever reason, really didn't learn how to read, and they'll come to us and they say, I would just like to read a book. I see all these books and I see people enjoying books, and I can't sit down and enjoy a book like that. And so we want to help them be able to read and comprehend a book. And that's exactly, you know, what a lot of people would love to do. I think a lot more people would be interested in reading if they were good at reading. And so that goes back to what you said, like a lot of teenagers, a lot of high schoolers that aren't interested because at some point they may not have actually gained that literacy skill that they need to be a successful reader.
All right. Well, today we have video games, we have Kindles, we have the iPads and the iPhones and the Androids, and you could do a little bit of reading there, but it's just not the same as sitting down and reading a good book.
It's true. So we hope that once they do that, and what they can, you know, when you read a book and the characters come to life, or you really get drawn into a story. And that's why reading aloud is so important at any age. And they've done studies where it shows that children that were read aloud to, and that if you read a family book, even if it's older than for the child could actually read it themselves, but, you know, as an independent reader, but that you could read it together as a family, to take the time to do that is really significant in terms of their progress of being interested in reading.
Wait a minute, Kristen, you're getting awful edgy here. You mean you're suggesting that the parents should actually sit down with their children and read them a book?
Yes, I am. And I don't mean just children that are too young to read. I mean, like I read with my fifth grader and first grader who are, you know, becoming better readers, but also sitting down and reading books together as a family. It's a wonderful experience. It's a great way to spend time together.
Did you, and this is a way back, well, it's not that far back, do you remember the movie Matilda?
Yes.
Wasn't that the greatest movie about reading ever?
Yes, and right.
Yeah, it just shows the importance of reading and how you can do well in life if you have the proper knowledge. And I'll tell you one thing that we know is that people always say that knowledge is power. And
right.
We here at Reach Radio disagree wholeheartedly. We believe that the best use of knowledge is power. So just having the knowledge is one thing. You have to put it to use. And speaking of that, just how does the Literacy Coalition address these needs? What are you doing to help out the folks?
Well, we have a dozen programs right now that work with our family literacy programs that are working with the adults and the their children. Sometimes it's in the same classrooms at the same time. The parents will be on one side and the children on the other. We also have two after school programs, which are fantastic. So after the kids have been in school all day, these programs are after school reads and turning bullies into buddies. The after school reads one has a great STEM curriculum component of it, where you read a book, and then as part of the book, there's an activity, and it's usually a scientific activity that somehow connects with the book. So the kids get really excited, not only about reading the book, but then seeing how it's going to translate into whatever the topic of the subject matter is of the science project. And then our Turning Bullies into Buddies, which is the another after-school program, is a character-based education program through literature. And sometimes for kids to work out their feelings and the emotions and different issues that they may be going through, if they know that a character in a book, when they read a story, it helps them relate, you know, to what's going on. And for others around them, other kids, to learn compassion and empathy and even kindness to their other students in the class.
Fantastic.
And then we have other programs that work with children, they just 2 and 3, that model for the parents. And, you know, these children don't come with handbooks. So, you know, modeling for parents to say, this is how you can read a book, even if you yourself don't know how to read, how to interact with your child. It's so important, that verbal interaction, especially at an early age. People, regardless of their socioeconomic background or their education level, sometimes don't think that you need to be talking to a baby who you may think doesn't understand you. But verbal interaction is so important because that's how they learn. And they're never going to learn to read a word that's not in their vocabulary already. And that's why that verbal interaction is so important from the very start.
Absolutely. So how can we get, you have any events coming up? We got just about a minute left here. I didn't give your website out. I want to do that. It's www.literacypbc.org, PBC, obviously, Palm Beach County. Or do you want the hotline or the regular phone number? You want to give, we'll give out either one you want. I think you give out
either
two
one,
that get confused.
Either one, the phone number 561-279-9103 is our direct number in Palm Beach County.
That does it. And then again, the website again is literacypbc.org. And if you have any questions, give them a call and they will help you out.
Yes, because we are looking for volunteers. We need volunteers for adults and for our younger students. We do trainings and send you into the classrooms prepared to train adults and children how to read, and it's a wonderful, rewarding experience. We also have a couple of events, one coming up on Saturday, April 18th, the third annual American Girl Fashion Show, and it benefits our literacy programs. The local girls will model historical and current fashions and bring a lot of these fantastic American Girl doll characters to life. So they're on stage. It's a wonderful family day at the Boca Raton Marriott. And as you said, you can find out information at literacypbc.org for tickets. And the last one is our Family Healthy Living Nights. Our next one is April 24th and is a wonderful, it's free, and we serve dinner. Ronald McDonald comes and does a whole magic trick show. Bedner's Farm Fresh Market will be there talking about the importance of fresh fruit and vegetables. And we have some great books that we'll read as story time to tie it in for the families, really around kindergarten through fifth grade. It's free. Just call or visit our website to find out more information.
Okay, great. We have that. Let me give you that number one more time, folks. 561-279-9103. And that will take care of it. Thanks so much for coming in, Kristen. We appreciate your time. And I hope we all get a little smarter. Okay, she's gone, right? All right, fantastic. Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Listen, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Hat tip to our first-time home buyers. You realized the dream in 2015. Congratulations to all of you. And again, Jack Tracy Brothers, time for you to get well. Let's get up and get on, you know? And a special shout-out to the Office Depot Foundation and their 2015 Wine and Woof event coming up Saturday, April the 18th from 3 to 7. You can go there right after the sleep out. It's located at the Office Depot headquarters in Boca Raton. If you're interested in tasting the wine, of course, you must be 21, and no hooch for the pooch. They don't get any. You can log on to their Facebook site. It's facebook.com/Office Depot Foundation, and you can check that out. Okay, let's take a quick look at our house. No, let's not do that. Let's take a look at the Spotlight Home of the Week. Steve, you have been working on this particular house. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. It's the one on Johnson Street there.
It's Sportsman's.
Sportsman's, that's it.
Thank you. This is in North Lauderdale, right off of Rock Island Road, and it is a two-story townhouse, and it's been completely redone. It looks like brand new inside. The thing that hits you when you walk in, the first thing you see is in the living room, there are vaulted ceilings. I mean, way, way, way high, with two beautiful skylights in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Then, as you go upstairs, it is, as I said, a two-story townhouse, and you go into the master bathroom, right above the tub is another skylight. Uh-huh. So you could actually lay there in the bathtub and look at the stars at night. This is so cool.
How cool.
Now, again, it's a two-story townhome. It's going to have all new appliances. This is what this one I'm working on this week, all mm-hmm. new appliances for the whole place. There are it's a blonde wood veneer floors, brand new floors throughout. Mm-hmm. There's a patio. And as you walk out the front door, there is it's smaller than a lake, but it's bigger than a pond. And there's an arched bridge that is right by your front door, and that bridge leads to the pool and the clubhouse and the shuffleboard courts and all of that. It's a very nice location and a very, very affordable price. And now you're going to tell people how they can get in on this.
Exactly. Here's the address. Go to Google Maps and take a look at 7164 Sportsman's Drive in North Lauderdale. The zip code is 33068. Google loves that zip code. Again, 7164 Sportsman's Drive, North Lauderdale, 33068. Take a look at it. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Give her a call and check out that home.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, let's just step inside to our house and find out what's going on. Our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson, is here to tell us which is better, sprinklers or irrigation systems. Carlton, welcome to the show.
How we doing today, Al?
Hey, it's a great day, and I was just thinking about putting a sprinkler system in my my condo, but they wouldn't let me do it. So I have to ask you, which is better? Is it better just to stand out there with a hose or a couple of sprinklers, or is it better to, cost-wise, to put the irrigation system in?
It's probably better cost-wise just to put the irrigation in. It's going to cost you a little in the front side, but you're going to be able to control the amount of water that you're putting out in any designated area according to what the plants need or grass needs in that area.
Well, what about, I've always heard that it's best to equally water. In other words, don't put, 50 gallons on one side and 5 gallons on the other side. Equally water your lawn, and that's what an irrigation system would do, right?
Yep. I mean, you can get pretty in depth into, the actual design of it. But what you want to really accomplish is 3/4 of an inch to an inch of water per watering. That's going to saturate down. It's gonna get you about 6-8 inches down into the root zone, and that's where you want your water to be.
Well, the lawn is an expensive part of your home. It's not just the home. The lawn is important. You try and sell a house with dead grass and see how far you get. So it's real important to keep that up. But you said cost-wise. So the initial cost is a pretty big hit or a decent hit? How does that work?
Well, it depends on how big of an area you're actually irrigating.
That's true.
If you're just doing, a little 5,000 square foot, 7,000 square foot lawn on a 1/4 acre or so, it'll be, a couple thousand dollars, and you got yourself an irrigation system, and then you know how much you're putting out, as far as water, so you'll be able to budget that versus with a hose. You're out there, you don't really know just exactly what you put down. You may have put too much, you may not have put enough, you may have fungus damages, you may have drought stress damage, you may lose the lawn because of not putting enough.
Right.
And you
put those little timers on there, and you don't have to mess with it. You don't have to go out on a Saturday or take your time to go out there and set up the systems. It's just automatic, and that's probably where the big money saver is in the time, right?
Yep, that, and just, go out every couple months and turn everything on and take a look at it. Make sure you don't have a leak or have one that's spraying somewhere it's not supposed to be sprayed or broken, and you can fix that for minimal dollars and be back on your way.
Perfect. What about these little pop-up sprinklers? I've seen those. Those are kind of neat. So when the water's off, they're down in the ground. You can cut the grass with no problem. You turn the water on, they pop up, right?
Yep, most irrigation systems are like that now. There's many, many styles you can use, depending on, what you're trying to accomplish with your water. It's a bit of a science to it. Like you said, you want to have equal water. You don't want to have it what we call 100% coverage, meaning that everything's getting wet. You actually want to have one head spraying to the other head, so you have what we call full coverage. That way, everything's getting the same amount of water, like you were talking about before.
Yeah, and that makes it better. Again, your lawn being another important part of your home. Now, I'm just going to take a wild guess and say JohnDeereLandscapes.com would be a good place to go and look for all those sprinkler heads and water supply things, right?
Yep, I'll give you two reasons why. The first reason is because they're going to be able to technically walk you through any question that you have and save you a little bit of money. They're sprinkler parts are going to be a little bit cheaper than the box stores, believe it or not.
Hmm.
And the second reason is, the way they can do that is because you didn't even know this, they are actually the largest irrigation distributor in North America.
You're right. I didn't know that. So you're going to get a better price. That's JohnDeereLandscapes.com. Carlton, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate
no
the help.
Thank you.
Good segment, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
When we return, how to pre-qualify for your first home. It makes the home buying experience so much easier, and you'll most likely get the home that you really wanted. A little bit more after the break. We'll tell you the difference between pre-approved and pre-qualified.
Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth, or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our effervescent news guy.
Hello.
No, he's not that. That's him. We knew that. Hey, you know what? I've got a special message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government agencies to assist you in purchasing your first home, then you must complete certain HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for their assistance and receive big discounts from the banks. You know, HUD is your Reach is your HUD-approved counseling agency. We'll get all that out. There's 8,000 things going on here right now, and I only have my hand on 4,000 of them. So that's great. Hey, let me give you the toll-free number for Reach. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. They also offer a comprehensive credit management workshop that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free, let me say that one more time, free foreclosure and modification counseling. The reason it's free is because the law says it has to be. Anyone wants to charge you for that, the red flag goes up and a scam light comes on, and you're nailed. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. They know what the banks require because they work with government agencies that make the rules. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. Toll-free number for Reach, 855-487-3224. And all our classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember, press 0 for the operator when you call. Don't miss out. Reach out. And that'll be about all the time we have left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Special shout out to all the future home buyers. This year is your year. Take hold of the moment. Don't miss out. Reach out. Anything else?
855-48-REACH.
That's it. I love it when a plan comes together. Thanks for joining us, folks.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.